Support for Curious Louisville comes from Lakshmi Farms, which believes in building community and expanding minds through progressive ideas, education, and growing soil right here in Anchorage, Kentucky.
You see it performed everywhere. It's at sporting events, it's on TV, maybe even at your workplace. It's the high five. But while this gesture seems like it's probably been around forever, its origin story might actually have local ties. As part of WFPL's Curious Louisville project, Ashley Stevens looked into where the high five came from, which led her to the basketball court, to the baseball field, and even an elaborate hoax.
It's just after 6 o'clock on a Thursday night, and the church gym at Southeast Christian is already starting to fill up. Men and teenage boys divide into relatively even teams across the courts and begin dribbling, blocking, and taking shots. And between every good and even some of the not-so-good plays, the guys exchanged high fives, something a curious Louisville questioner wanted to know more about.
The question is, did Louisville really invent the high five? And maybe more specifically, did the Louisville Cardinals invent the high five?
That's Daniel Gillum, who, full disclosure, also works for Louisville Public Media.
I'm director of radio at Louisville Public Media, and I'm also an afternoon host on 90.5 WUOL.
Gillum is from Louisville, and he says he just always heard that the high five was invented here in the city, specifically by the men's basketball team at the University of Louisville in the late 70s. But he was watching a sports documentary recently, and
the show posited that it was a baseball team.
The Dodgers, yeah.
The Dodgers. And they actually show footage of the high five being done. And so that sort of prompted the, well, maybe we didn't invent the high five and we're selling a bunch of lies. But there are also a lot of things that we say we invented that I'm pretty sure aren't true.
Like the cheeseburger.
The cheeseburger. But the high five is definitely one that I think we think truly we invented.
To tell you the truth, I don't think we really noticed it that much because you already had the hand slap. For a guy to make a good play and he'd come up and you slap hands with a teammate.
That's Billy Reed. He's a veteran sports reporter who has covered the Louisville Cardinals for over 40 years.
I think Wiley Brown and Derek Smith were the first ones to actually lift their hands up in the air and do the high five.
According to Reed, it just makes sense that the high five would have been invented by the 1979 Cards basketball team. He was covering the team that year for the Courier Journal and says there was a different kind of energy, both on the court and in the stands.
And that was mainly because U of L recruited two freshmen from Georgia named Derek Smith and Wiley Brown. And they were really a couple of big overgrown kids. They had fun. But the city really took to that team.
A 6'6 sophomore from Hoganville, Georgia, Derek Smith.
As a result, there was a lot of team spirit in Freedom Hall, as well as some colorful characters.
There was a fellow in the U of L pep band who put a sack over his head at every game. And he became known as the unknown musician. Charlie Gabriel was his name. And there was a fellow named Rob Hickerson who up in one of the corners jumped up on one of the railings and started doing the C-A-R-D-S cheer.
The team kept up the spirit, even in practices, which is where forward Wiley Brown says the high five actually began. He didn't respond to interview requests, but in 2013, he told the Indiana University Southeast newspaper The Horizon this story.
We were doing a low five, and it just so happened a friend of mine named Derek Smith, he just said, give it up high. And from then on, we generated all that momentum and excitement throughout everywhere we played. So the high five was invented just by a moment at practice where we were slapping hands down low, and he said, no, raise it up high.
It did become a part of that team's legend, and I'm going to stick with that story until somebody can prove it wrong.
But similar to Louisville claiming the invention of the cheeseburger, there are plenty of origin stories that don't match up with Wiley Brown's telling. Many sports historians and baseball writers say the first high five was actually exchanged between Dusty Baker and Glenn Burke of the Los Angeles Dodgers on October 2nd, 1977. There's an entire ESPN documentary about it. That's what Daniel Gillum saw. According to this documentary, Glenn Burke was a rookie outfielder who was also openly gay. When he retired, he moved to San Francisco's Castro District, where he would greet fellow residents with a high five. Some say it became a symbol of gay pride and identification. Both this story and the U of L story seem to hold water. And then there are the hoaxes.
This is Greg with Coach Art.
Greg Harrell Edge is the co-founder of National High Five Day, which falls on the third Thursday in April. High Five Day started as a campus activity at the University of Virginia in 2002. But since then, it's morphed into a national fundraising event that raises money for various nonprofits by asking people to video themselves high-fiving, then donating money with their submission, similar to the Ice Bucket Challenge for ALS.
So we didn't think that there could be such a thing as the history of the high five, to be completely honest. And we would get asked in these interviews, a lot of kind of radio disc jockeys would say, okay, who invented the high five? And we used to always say, well, that's as silly as asking who invented the hug or who invented anything else. We didn't really think that there could be an inventor.
But as a joke, they decided to make one up. And they randomly assigned their fake high five origin story to Lamont Sleets, who played basketball for Murray State University. It was totally false.
And we said, as soon as anybody asks us in an interview, we're going to admit and say, oh, nope, that was actually something that we just completely made up. And so we put it out there into the world, and it was this big hoax that we had planned, and there was nothing.
That is, until 2011, when ESPN magazine writer John Mualem reached out for a story he was writing about the history of the high five. He found the Lamont Sleets origin story on the National High Five Day website, and had exhausted every avenue trying to corroborate the myth the founders had created.
He was the one who told me about these other sort of origin stories.
Harrell Edge felt like his fake story was taking some of the glory that rightfully belongs to Glenn Burke of the Dodgers, or Derek Smith of U of L.
So we wound up doing a charity fundraiser for both of them.
So while we don't know for sure if the high five was actually invented in Louisville, it is probably fair to say it was the highest of high fives at the time. According to sports journalist Billy Reed, Brown and Smith were 6'8" and 6'6".
Oh, it was very high five. That's right. I think I would have had to have jumped or stood on tiptoes.
The question for this installment of Curious Louisville came from Daniel Gillum, while reporting came from me, Ashley Stevens.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Oh, we messed up the high five. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
That story was part of WFPL's Curious Louisville project, and if you've got a question you'd like us to investigate, all you have to do is ask it at CuriousLouisville.org.